Mr. Jones, Mr. Lambert, and all three. The Honorable Mr. Johnson will be conducting the hearing, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. For the record, could you just state your name, the AUC number for us?
Joseph Patrick James, AUC number 216581.
Okay, sir, you're standing before the Lansdowne Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones, sir. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair. Also with us today, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Westby. You can see him now up on your screen, sir.
Okay.
Mr. James, prior to your hearing, you received a signing notification advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself today.
Okay. So, this time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do your part?
I do.
Okay. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir? Okay. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. That allegation reads as follows, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit with at the MRPO 460 North Mesa Drive in Mesa, Arizona on October 30, 2017, as verbally directed on September 18, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's false.
Okay. Sir, that you stated that's false. We're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, and get some additional information.
On September 18, 2017, during a contact visit with the offender at the Mesa Regional Parole Office, Community Corrections Officer Josh Smith directed the offender to report on 10/30/17 for his next scheduled face-to-face contact at the Mesa Regional Parole Office, 460 North Mesa Drive, number 211, Mesa, Arizona, 85201. October 30, 2017, the offender failed to report for contact as directed. The offender is actually avoiding supervision. On November 13, 2017, CCO Rose left a non-compliance letter dated November 13, 2017 at the federal residence located at 10395 East Indian School Road in Scottsdale, Arizona, 85256. The letter contained instructions for the offender to report in person to the Mesa Regional Parole Office on November 14, 2017 in 0800 hours. On November 14, 2017, the offender failed to report. On November 15, 2017, CCO Whitney contacted the Maricopa County Medical Center and was informed that the offender was not registered at their facility. On November 15, 2017, CCO Whitney contacted the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and confirmed that the offender was not in their custody. On November 16, 2017, CCO Whitney attempted to made telephonic contact with Orlene James, listed as his wife slash emergency contact. The phone number was no longer in service. CCO Renegade attempted to contact the offender's listed phone number, no longer in service. CCO Renegade does not know of any other person or place to contact in attempt to locate the offender. And attached to the warrant is a copy of the reporting instructions that were left at his approved residence on November 13th, 2017.
Okay, Mr. James, so what's not true about that, sir?
The one where he said that he tried to call me, all of it by himself is, there's my CEO, my parole officer that was Josh Smith. I gave him my cell phone number, and when before he was going on vacation, I had lost my cell phone, but I gave him the new cell phone number to the other cell phone, the new cell phone number. He had put it in his cell phone, and he had told me he was going on vacation.
Right, they just checked to make sure you weren't in the hospital or jail before they revoked it, before they issued a warrant.
Okay. And him having seen that he contacted me, nobody ever had contacted me, and I had gave Josh Smith my new cell phone number the day before, well, before he was going on vacation. He had my new cell phone number. He had my home phone number, and people at my living with my mom is my brother and my nephew, and they had told me nobody had came over to the house.
Okay.
And if somebody did, my mom and dad would call me either from her cell phone or her home phone, and I would always answer my mom. But that's what I don't understand, like, you know, that.
Okay, sir. So based on information that we have in warrant number 2017W3932, based on information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, sir, I am going to find that you violated, that you willingly and willfully violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, but you may not lapse or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
To the board to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two and get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. James, and ask you some questions and get some additional information from you or information you'd like to present to the board. Mr. Westby.
On August 21st, 2017, Mr. James was released from DOC. He was arrested March 2nd, 2018 by Saw River PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 2nd, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of October 19th, 2018, 123 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, misconduct involved weapons, 4.5 years. Prior conviction, 2007, aggravated assault, 5.5 years. This is the second term of DOC. CUIR score, 2-3, mental health score, 1, substance abuse score, 1. There's no gang information noted. Prior term supervision, 2011, TIS release of standard, 223 days, arrested on a new charge of DV assault, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations have been moderate with disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 1996, manslaughter, Arizona, federal prison. 2004, escape, Arizona, federal prison. This community risk score is G2D4.
Okay, sir, so when you were released and approved to reside at the residence 10395 East Indian School Road in Scottsdale. And I believe, did you say that's your mother's residence, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Were you working during this period of time, sir?
At the time, yes, and I was back and forth either working or going to look for a job or at my dad's house, cleaning my dad's house because he had passed away while I was in here. So he was only there to take care of his house.
Okay, sir. So the officer said that they referred you to behavioral health services for anger management classes, but they don't have any record that you ever went. Did you ever go?
Yes, and that's the thing. My parole officer, Josh Smith, said because I had taken classes in here in DOC, right. And these are from him, he said from DOC that I had taken classes in here, that it was up to me if I wanted to go. But he said that it would be good that I would go just to keep myself busy.
Okay.
So he seen him on the computer that I had taking classes in here.
Okay. Okay, so you didn't go to those classes, is that what you're saying, sir?
And then, I don't know if the tribe, but the tribe should have had sent you, from there. I was going to anger management and alcohol classes.
Okay.
They were trying to fax papers to you guys. I don't know because I was in the reservation jail before I got extradited here.
Okay. sir, you were prescribed for 123 days. What were you doing for that 123 days?
I was either here doing my mom, I was either out working with, you know, my cousin, or out looking for a job, and then after that was, you know, now that I, what do you call it, with the tribe, I was going to the counseling, anger management and alcohol classes.
Okay, well, that's good, sir. So, what were you doing when you came in contact with the Salt River PD?
We were driving to go pick up my cousin.
What happened?
And then they stopped it and pulled it over, and the guy that arrested me just told me that I had the fugitive warrant.
Well, how do you know? Did he run a check on you, or what? What happened?
He didn't say. He just said that he just one day he just looked. That day he told me that, because I asked him, how did you know? And he was like, well, I looked at the computer. I don't know how he just told me that.
Okay, all right, sir. So, sir, you were an absconder in 2011 for 222 days, right?
Yes.
So you know the importance of contacting your PO and maintaining contact with your PO, that even if you're afraid of going back to prison, you know eventually that when you get caught, you're going to go back to prison. So why didn't you contact your PO, sir?
At that same time, my sister had just passed away at the same time, and I had let Josh Smith know at the same time about the same time that I was supposed to report to him.
Okay.
I'm not gonna leave my mom with all the stuff that she was going through and stuff. Okay. You know, so I don't know. It's just so much for me because I've been in here, I lost my dad in here, I went through a divorce, and now my sister had passed away. But I had let Josh Smith know about what was going on with my sister.
Okay.
And then she passed away.
All right, sir. I'm sure the board has any additional questions for you.
Just one quick question.
That's right.
Who's calling you when Salt River Police stopped you, sir? That's your vehicle or somebody else's?
I know, that was my lady's vehicle.
Okay. I'm just still trying to figure out what Mr. Donovan's Johnson asked. Why did they identify you? It was not your vehicle. They just looked at you. Did they already know you? You already have contact with them and so on and so
forth? No, and that's the one thing that I asked him. I said, how did you know that I was at my lady's house? He said, well, we knew that you were at your lady's house. Because my lady is well known. Her mom's parents are ex-presidents of my reservation.
Okay, what's
so they know my lady.
What's your lady's mom's name, last name?
My mom?
No, her mom, your lady.
Cecilia Anton.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself as we come up on a conclusion on your hearing, sir?
I know that I messed up, but wasn't out there messing up, you know, getting in trouble. I'm not a drug user. I don't do this. I don't do that. You know, I was going to, you know, the anger management classes and then alcohol classes and stuff. And I don't know why it would happen up there. I'm sending you guys the papers, but, you know, then that's what I was doing. You know, I know I messed up by absconding and stuff, but I wasn't out there messing up like half of these other guys do, you know. And I know when I came back here, I got a job right away, and I'm working again. And just, I don't know, you know.
So the board's going to discuss, a lot of board's in discussion. Mr. Jones, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. I will stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion going on with the board. And we'll make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. The board is now into discussion. It appears Mr. James was doing well since he was on the reservation, that he was taking alcohol classes and anger management classes while he was there. He was doing good. He didn't get in any more trouble while he was there, but he just didn't make any effort to contact his PO. He was an absconder for 123 days, and he knows the importance of contacting the PO, or at least maintaining a liaison with him, because he was an absconder in 2011 for 222 days, although he did, and we do offer our condolence for the death of his sister, his mom, his mother's going through some things there. However, I can't overlook this 123 days that he was, again, an absconder from supervision. He will be released on October 19th of 2018. I don't think that Mr. James is suitable at this time for community supervision. However, I'm willing to listen to it, my colleagues. Therefore, I'm going to move to devote the community supervision of Mr. James Bonnet, who's a Lincoln violator of the current conditions of supervision and lapse of about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. James, sir, the board is voted to revoke your community supervision. So you will be released on October 19, 2018. That time you won't be on any community supervision. You won't have to report to your parole officer, Mr. James. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing, sir. So that's going to conclude your hearing at this time.